Teal, what did you make of his body of work, not only tonight, but throughout the course of camp?
You know what, he's been solid, and that's what we expect from him. He's played over 500 games in the league. He understands the league. He understands his role. You know, with Archibald being out, he's a guy that come in and we give him some penalty kill time, and he was solid all the way through camp.
Evan Bouchard, open tonight scoring. Everyone talks about his booming shot, but it's one of the most underrated aspects of Bouchard's game, his ability to get the puck through defenders.
It is, just and not just his shooting ability, but passing ability. He can find lanes, smart player, and now he looks like a mature player now. He's not a kid anymore. He's come in, we play him in all situations, penalty kill, power play, and 5-on-5, and he's still got some growing to do, but he's a good player right now.
Early in camp, you said he could be the potential X factor on this Oilers defense core. How do you feel like he's laid down the foundation in preseason for opening night?
Really solid. You know, like he's come in and, like I say, he's playing like a mature player, and that's what we needed. You know, we're the one question mark coming in. We felt like, we added some depth in our forward group, but changing as many D-men as we did, we think we got to. You know, there's going to be some work to get that up and going. Keith and CeCe have played well the last two games, but Bush has been in there. I think he played six or seven of the exhibition games and been solid all the way through, so that's a real positive for us.
A lot of talk has been made about Nugent Hopkins' 200-foot ability, and rightfully so, but yeah. Speaking of underrated assets, his ability to strip the puck, he nullified a few Canucks' chances on the rush today.
No, that line was excellent. I've been wanting to look at them that way with Draisaitl and McDavid playing together, and Hyman is a worker extraordinaire. He drags people into the fight with him, and Nuge was, that line was really solid for us tonight. They did a working job that created some chances, and Yamo had a good shorthanded goal. So it's good to see them play well.
Lots of competitions for a job on your bottom six, and it looked like they gave you a lot to think about because mm-hmm. It looked like
Kimmel
on the bottom six had a good
job. You like that competition for sure, and there's going to be, like I said yesterday, I don't think anybody's played themselves off the team, but there's some guys that have played well. You know, Shore has come in and really played well at that center position. Perlini's got 6 goals in 6 games or whatever it is. Those things speak for itself. Sevier has played well. Kyle Turris has played well, and Mack and Benson are young guys that are pushing for jobs. So. We'll talk about it tonight and tomorrow morning with Ken and his staff and just see where we go.
Does it come down to necessity as opposed to who was the best player at camp, or how, when it comes down to those last?
Probably a little bit of both. Like, you get people that play themselves into a position that they force your hand to play them in there, but then there is some necessity stuff that comes within special teams or what you're looking for, on a line. So. Those are all discussions we'll have later tonight, tomorrow morning.
Now, Zach, I'm sorry if you've already discussed it, but do you expect him to be on the IR to start the season, or do you think he's going to?
I don't know. He was in good spirits today, so I think we're day-to-day here, and I know he's got to go through some protocols, so we'll just see where it goes from day-to-day here.
And last one for me, just Nico had a pretty good solid open.
Yeah. You know what? All our goaltenders were played very well in camp. You know, we talked about Young Skinner got some good minutes in. Miko got some good minutes. Schmidty played very well the other night, and Cannavale played very well when he. So, it was the goaltenders played very well. It's a real credit to Schwartzy and what he's done with them and the work he puts in with them. But that's a real positive sign for us coming out of camp.
Dave, one more for me. I know it's been a short sample size with Keith and CeCe, but have you seen a little growth in that pairing since they were first paired together?
Yeah, very much so. I talked to CeCe a little bit today, and they're getting comfortable with each other. They're both veteran guys, and they're both coming into a new situation, so there's a lot for them to take in a short amount of time. But both good veteran guys. They played a real solid game out there tonight, and it's good to see they're coming along. I think you'll continue to see them grow together and be a real solid pair for us.
Got to ask you about the boos every time Keith touched the puck tonight. Looks like the Canucks fans don't forget, despite the uniform he's wearing.
I was wondering what it's about, but I guess there's some history between the Chicago and Vancouver series. So that's. I was hoping that it wasn't the first thing tonight, so he laughed. He's used to it, I guess. So it is what it is.